We're doing Igel Teman, and the Rambam has been talking to the people of Yemen about the different groups that have attacked the Jewish people throughout history, and the Rambam said that they've evolved and they've reached a point where their claims are that they're the chosen people. And the Rambam discussed the discernment that one should have in recognizing the internal and integral difference between the religion that God gave, between the Torah, and the religions that were man-made. And the Rambam stressed to them that this isn't a new phenomenon, that the Jewish people are being oppressed, but rather this is something that's been the case, this has been the predicament of the Jewish people since Sinai. As our sages taught us, that the word Sinai stems from the word Sina, hatred. That when God gave us the Torah at Sinai, so hatred came down to the world. Enmity, jealousy. And the Rambam had discussed in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the Jewish people were all forced to serve idols. The only ones that really maintained the faith properly were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And ultimately Nebuchadnezzar was wiped out. And then we had the Greek Empire that decreed that we wouldn't keep Shabbos, we wouldn't circumcise our children, every person should write on their garment that they have no portion in the God of Israel, every person should engrave that into the horn of their ox and then plow with it. And about 52 years this kingdom lasted with their decrees, and afterwards ultimately they too were lost in history. And time and again our sages taught us that the attitude we're supposed to maintain is an attitude of long-windedness, an attitude that sees beyond the present. And our sages taught us, Shema David Devatel. When it comes to decree against the religion, ultimately it will pass. That doesn't mean that people won't suffer and that people won't be hurt, but we have to be long-winded. And the Rambam had given a fascinating pshat into God's promise to Yaakov Avinu, to Jacob, that God told him that his offsprings would be like the earth of the ground. And the Rambam had explained that this refers to the fact that everyone steps on the earth throughout their life, and so too the Jewish people, as plenty and as blessed as God said they would be downtrodden, they would be stepped on. And just like at the end of one's life he gets buried in the ground, so too ultimately when the true Messiah comes, then the Jewish people will be elevated once again. And God already co-signed that the Jewish people will not be wiped out, and we will never cease to be an important nation. And just as it is an impossibility that God will cease to exist, so too it is an impossibility that the Jewish people as a people will cease to exist from the world. Amar, as God said to the Jewish people, Ki ani Hashem lo shaniti, just as I, Hashem, haven't changed, I am eternal, v'atem bnei Yaakov lo chlitem, you too, the sons of Jacob, will not be wiped out. And we discussed that this is a reference to the people as a whole. It's not a promise to an individual or an individual community. And so too God told us and promised us that it is an impossibility that God will be disgusted with all of us. And we mentioned that the Rambam here is referring to the claims of other religions that God no longer likes the Jewish people. So the Rambam says God already foretold us and promised us that He won't do that even if we transgress the mitzvos, as the Torah says, if one can measure the heavens to the top and the depths of the earth, only so too will I be disgusted with the offsprings of Israel for all that they have done, says God. And with this too God told us in the Torah. And he said, God told the Jewish people, even when I punish them for their ill behavior and I exile them to their enemies' lands, I have not been disgusted with them to wipe them out, to undo my treaty with them. God says the Jews will sin, the Jews will be punished, the Jews will be scattered among the nations, and I will not undo my treaty with them. This is already foretold in the Torah. And lean upon these true verses, the Rambam says, our brethren, and the frequency of the decrees against the Jewish people shouldn't scare you. And the fact that our enemies are stronger and our nation is weak, that shouldn't scare you. This is all in order to test, to purify. Till we reach a point that the only ones that maintain the faith are the pious ones, the ones that are truly God-fearing from the offsprings of Jacob. The offspring that is pure and clean, that the verse says with regard to these people that will be left after all the decrees, and the remnants that God calls to them, they're the ones that will remain with God. And the verse is clarified that they are individuals. They're the minority. And these are the people who their forefathers stood on Sinai and heard God's declaration. And they raised their right hand in a treaty with God. And they accepted upon themselves to perform and to hear the mitzvot, as the verse states, and they accepted upon themselves and future generations, as the Jewish people said, we're making this pact with God, lanu ulvaninu ad olam, for us and our offsprings forever. And God already co-signed v'day bo'arev, and He is a good enough co-signer. V'odianu shekol mi she'amad ma'amad ar Sinai yaminu b'moshe Rabbeinu v'chol ma she'amar him uvneim uvneim neim ad sof kol adorot. God already co-signed, so to speak, that whoever stood at Sinai will believe in Moshe in everything that he said, them and their offsprings till the end of the generations. V'umro yitale, and that's what God said. God says, I will appear to you with the thickness of a cloud so that the nation sees that I speak to you when I give you the Ten Commandments, and they'll believe in you forever. So the Rambam is learning that this verse is a promise. This verse that God says, I will reveal myself to you and give you the Ten Commandments. So God ends that sentence by saying, and they will believe in you eternally. So the Rambam is saying that that was a promise to Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Jewish people, those who stood at Sinai, their offsprings will forever believe in the truth of the Torah and the Torah's being God-given. And the Rambam has alluded over here to the fact that there are those among the Jewish people whose forefathers weren't really at Sinai. So maybe the Rambam is referring to, I don't know what he's referring to, because our tradition is that even Gerim were there at Sinai. So I don't know who he's referring to, that they're the fakers, that their forefathers weren't at Sinai. He's saying that those people are the ones that fall by the wayside, that when things get tough, they don't stand. They don't stand up to the test.
There were some people who overslept at Sinai, so maybe he's speaking about that.
I don't know. It says the Jewish people as a whole were sleeping late, and Moshe Rabbeinu came and called them. So I don't know. I don't know who he's referring to. Here we'll read it. That's his next sentence. He says it more clearly. He says, "Lechachi bada." Therefore, it is known shekol mi sheyatza me'adat antuna b'ma'amad ahu, that anyone that left the religion that was given at that time at that congregation when the Jews were standing at Sinai, sheino mizera anashim ahem. You could know that they're not from the offsprings of those people. V'chen amru rabotenu zal. Hakol mistapek b'torat Moshe, and so to our sages said, regarding all those that doubt the Torah of Moshe, lamdu avotav al har Sinai. His forefathers did not stand at Sinai. So what does he mean by that? So where did they come from? How did they join the Jewish people? I don't know. I don't know what he means by that. Yishmereinu Hashem yishmachem min hasafek. God should protect us and you from doubt. V'yachik me'aleinu ma'alechem hashibush, and God should distance from upon us and upon you the misunderstanding, v'amachshavot ambiyot elav v'amachshilot bo, and the thoughts that lead to misunderstanding and cause a person to stumble. So the Rambam saying there is such a thing as people whose forefathers weren't at Sinai, and whoever doubts the Torah is revealing that that's where he comes from. V'alken achinu kol Yisrael anputim b'ktavot, ra'u lachem shetchazku k'tzatchem et k'tzatchem. And therefore, our brethren, all of Israel, that scattered to the different corners of the land, what you have to do is you should strengthen one another, v'yashil g'dolachem t'tanichem, and the older ones should straighten the paths of the younger ones, v'yachidechem t'monichem, and the single ones among you should straighten the paths of the masses, v'askimu kulchem b'amet ashalot ishtaneh v'lo tumar, and all of you should come to an agreement that to what is true, that cannot be changed and cannot be switched, v'hi shashem yitaleh echad. And that is, says the Rambam, firstly, that God is singular. Lo kishar ha'achadim, not like other things that are singular, but there are others that are similar. God is singular in a singularity that is unique to God, as singular as can be. There's nothing similar, there's nothing within the same realm. I'm singular, no one else looks like me. Yeah, but okay, you have a nose like me, he has a mouth like me, he has a beard like me. Yeah, God is singular in a way that there are none that are even similar to him. And the second point the Rambam says that you should make clear to all of you is that Moshe is his prophet, and Moshe is the one that spoke in God's name. Adon kol hanviim, he is what we call the master of all prophets, v'ashalem shebehem, and the most whole of all prophets. V'hu yisig ma'ashem ashelo yisigau shum navi v'lo yisigeu. And he attained an understanding of God, a level of prophecy that no prophet ever attained before him, and no prophet will ever be able to attain after him. Now, this term that he calls the Rambam, Adon Kol HaNeviim, the Rambam explains in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam says that until Moshe Rabbeinu came along, we had prophets. We had Avram had prophecy, Noah had prophecy, Adam had prophecy. But everyone that spoke to God before Moshe Rabbeinu, every person got a private prophecy. God told Noah, build an ark. God told Avram, go to the land of Canaan. God told Yaakov, I will be with you. Your offsprings will flourish. You will inherit this land. God never told any human being, go tell another human being that I've spoken with you. Moshe is the first person that God speaks to him and says, now go tell the Jewish people, I spoke to you and sent you to tell them that I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim, I've seen their affliction, I'm with them. Go tell Paro, let my people go. This was a new concept. That God speaks to a person and then tells him, go tell someone else that I spoke to you. That's the concept of a prophet as we know it, a Navi, one who speaks over the word of God. Until then, they got nevuah, they received prophecy. But they weren't what we would call nevi'im. Nevi stems from the word nivsfatayim, speech of the mouth. So Navi, one who speaks over the word of God, that concept began with Moshe. Moshe was the first one that God told him, go tell them that I told you. Go tell Paro to let my people go. And that's why Moshe initially says, why should they believe me? I'm going to come to the Jewish people and they'll say, who is this God that spoke to you and sent you to us? From where do we know that such a concept exists? That God sends a person to other people. If he wanted us to do something, let him talk to us. This concept that God sends a prophet to tell other people what he wants and we have to listen to him, this concept was established by Moshe. And that's why Moshe is called Adon Kol HaNeviim, the master of all Neviim, because it's only after Moshe and his prophecies came true and the revelations that God gave the Jewish people, be it the 10 plagues, the splitting of the sea, the 10 commandments that God revealed himself and gave, all of these validated Moshe's prophecy and established the fact that God will prophesize and will send prophets to speak to the people. So the second point that the Rambam says that people should verify to themselves is the fact that Moshe was God's primary prophet who spoke in his name. He is what's called the master of all prophets, and he was the most whole of the prophets, the one who attained the greatest level of prophecy. B'shesefer Torah hazeh, and this book of the Torah, kulo, all of it, mibreshit ad le'enei chol Yisrael, from the first word till the last word, udvar Hashem le'Moshe Rabbeinu, It is the word of God to Moshe. Sheneimar bo, that with regard to Moshe, God says, Pe'el pe'a daber bo, mouth to mouth I speak to him, directly. V'shelo yuchlaf elo yumar, the Torah cannot be exchanged, the Torah cannot be given over for something else, God doesn't make exchanges. V'lo yusaf ala v'lo yigara mimenu, and there are no additions and there are no detractions. This is the Torah that God gave this world. V'lo tavod dat me'et Hashem zulata, and no religion is going to be sent from God other than the Torah. God gave the Torah, and that's the way He wants people to behave. And He doesn't plan on changing from what He said, and He didn't plan on giving a new religion. Velo mitzvah velo azara. God Himself says in the Torah, He will not add any mitzvos, He won't add any warnings. The Torah is complete. God says, this is it. This is the Torah, there are no additions. Vizichu ma'amad al Sinai, and remember how do you translate Muhammad? The stance, the time that we stood at Sinai. Asher tzivanu Hashem lezochot tamid. That when God revealed Himself to the Jewish people at Sinai, God commanded us to remember Him eternally. V'ziranu mishocho, and He forewarned us that we may not forget Him. V'tzivanu lehodi ato levaneinu ad sheyigdalu al yediato, and He commanded us to let our children know God's existence and His revelation at Sinai, so that they should grow up with a knowledge of God's presence. V'hu omro yitalein, that's what God said, Rak yishamar lecha ushmor nafshecha meod, pen tishkach tadvarim sheru einecha ofen yisur min vavcha kol yimei chayecha v'odotan lebanech v'livnei bnecha yom shamata efnei Hashem lokecha bechorev. That's what the Torah says, watch yourselves, watch your souls, that you don't forget what your eyes saw, unless those things that you saw, the revelation at Sinai, leave your heart throughout the days of your life. One has to be careful to remember that He stood at Sinai, and one should teach his children and his grandchildren about that day when he stood before Hashem, his creator, at Sinai. And it is fitting for you, my brethren, that when you bring up your children, you should explain to them that great vision that the Jewish people saw. And whenever you have a gathering, make sure to recount the greatness and the glory of that time. Shehu kotev adat. For that, says the Rambam, that is the central theme, that is the meridian of the religion. Vatana hamvi'a la'emet. And that is the claim that leads one to the truth. Vagdilu agdala atzuma kmo shegidlahu Hashem yitale ve'amar. And elevate this point, as God Himself elevated it and said, "Kishana liyamim rishonim." God told the Jewish people, check the history books. Check what happened as far back as you can explore. Hashama'am kol elokim daber mitoch ha'esh. Can you find any recounting of a nation that claims that God appeared to the nation as a whole speaking to them from the fire? And this, the Rambam is stressing, is the strongest claim of Judaism, that we claim we had 2 million people standing at Sinai that saw the revelation of God. No religion claims that. So the Rambam is saying this is the strength of Judaism, that Judaism has this claim. And this is a claim the Rambam doesn't say this, the Kuzri says it's an impossibility to forge such a claim. To claim 2 million people stood and saw revelation, you can't make such a thing up. So the Rambam is saying that's why it's so important to make sure that our children and our grandchildren, everyone is aware of this revelation and this tenet of the Jewish faith.